From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Belden is reporting for the Columbia paper. The State Department of Transportation has closed Lackawanna Road in Copec for 3 weeks to allow Copec Valley farm owner Salvatore Cascino to repair changes he illegally made to the road. The town-owned route connects Weed Mine Road on the east and State Route 22 on the west, and Cascino owns the property on both sides of the road. He must replace a guardrail, install culvert pipes, close the farm stand entry, and fix the west end of the Lackawanna, where he illegally constructed stone walls on both sides of the road and had to replace the culvert pipe. Currently, the stone walls have been removed several feet back from Route 22, and there is a slight drop-off several feet wide between Route 22 and the Lackawanna Road surfaces. The west end of the road is blocked by a line of orange and white plastic drums with a road closed sign in the middle. Even though Lackawanna is owned by the town, it had nothing to do with the closing. Town Supervisor Jeffrey Nayer said the state was under the mistaken impression it was a private road. Nayer said it should not have been closed in the first place and that a ramp should have been installed to allow traffic through. The supervisor spoke with DOT Regional Engineer Tom Storing and was told that the work had to be inspected before the road could reopen. Cascino, 78, of Larchmont, Westchester County, is a convicted felon, and he has spent the last 20 years amassing violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, excavating at a place he calls Copec Valley Farm, along the east side of Route 22. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Norwegian Airlines has announced it is terminating service from New York Stewart International Airport near Newburg to Edinburgh, Scotland, and Belfast, Northern Ireland. Flights to Dublin and Shannon, Ireland, and Bergen, Norway will continue. The last flight from Stewart to Edinburgh is scheduled to depart March 29, 2019. Service to Belfast has been discontinued. The European Discount Airline began service to New York Stewart International in 2017, prompting the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to speed up plans to build a segregated international arrivals wing on the passenger terminal. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A tentative plan to build a new community center in Angelo Canaan Town Park in Cairo has been stalled. The new building would replace the existing center on old Route 23B. Cairo Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the architecture and engineering firm Catterskill Associates estimates a new 3,560-square-foot building would cost between $480,000 and $507,000 and include a new town court. Benoit is opposed to housing the town court with the community center. Town Board member Mary Jo Cords suggested holding off the community center project because the town is currently renovating a building into a town ambulance squad center and funding is needed for that project. Cords pointed out the Catterskill design plan does not provide sufficient space for a kitchen and storage areas, but eliminating the court from the layout could help. Acre Community Center staff and volunteers agree that a new space is needed for the Meals on Wheels program. Anna Ruth Greer, a 15-year center volunteer, said the existing center lacks storage space and has water and sewer problems. According to Greer, the bathroom toilet stopped working 5 times this year. Greer said, and I quote, "They've been talking about fixing this place for 10 years. If it was in the town park, more people would come," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced September the 21st, ILUM Health Associates, a subsidiary of Merck & Company, will team up with the State Health Department and the Maryland-based data analysis company OpGen in a program to detect, track, and manage antimicrobial-resistant infections at healthcare institutions. The governor said ILUM will relocate to the Capital Region, invest up to $48 million, and create up to 115 jobs over a 5-year period. ILUM, in the short term, will lease space in downtown Albany near the Corning Tower. In early September, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals announced it would spend $800 million to expand in East Greenbush and add 1,500 jobs in the next 5 years to the 2,600 it already has in the area. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.